Amos. Chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, Strike the lintel of the door, that the posts may shake, and break them on the heads of all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that flees of them shall not flee away, and he that escapes of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into Sheol, there shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, there will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, I will search and take them from there, and though they are hidden from my sight in the bottom of the sea, there will I command the serpent, and it shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, there will I command the sword, and it shall slay them, and I will set my eyes upon them for harm, and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that touches the land, and it shall melt, and all that dwell in it shall mourn, and it shall rise up wholly like the river, and shall be drowned, as by the river of Egypt. It is he that builds his chambers in the heavens, and has founded his vault upon the earth, he that calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. Are you not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Says the Lord. Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt? And the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For, lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like grain is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, The calamity shall not overtake nor meet us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up its breaches, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will rebuild it as in the days of old. That they may possess the remnant of Edom, and of all the nations, who are called by my name, says the Lord that does this. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall rebuild the waste cities, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and drink their wine, they shall also make gardens, and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, says the Lord your God.